WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
The COVID-19 vaccine is the shot in the arm the travel industry had been waiting for. The pandemic has wreaked havoc on air travel and related businesses. But now people are showing optimism for booking vacations for the second half of 2021. WBEZ's Susie Ahn reports.
It was around this time last year when Athene Karras and her niece were planning an adventure to Cambodia, Vietnam, and Thailand.
I booked the tickets, and then within 3 weeks, everything just went to hell in a handbasket.
They never made it to the Temple of Angkor Wat in Cambodia. And since then, Karras, who used to travel frequently for work, does everything virtually from her home in Chicago. Now she's itching to get out again. Encouraged by the COVID-19 vaccines and enticed by low prices, she and her husband booked a trip to hike to the historic Incan site, Machu Picchu, in Peru.
The only thing that would keep us from moving forward is if we somehow could not secure a vaccine.
Karras is feeling optimistic that she and her husband will get vaccinated by September when they plan to travel. And she says she had to at least try. After all, round-trip airfare from Chicago to South America cost her as much as a pre-pandemic flight to Miami.
It felt so exciting to just have a plan for something big, you know?
The travel industry and associated businesses like hotels and restaurants have been hit especially hard during the pandemic. Roger Dow is the president of the U.S. Travel Association. He says last year the industry lost $500 billion, or 45% of its revenue. He says job loss was even worse.
As of today, it's still about 40% of all unemployed, so it's been hit very, very hard.
Like most big cities, Chicago is no exception. From its hotels, convention centers, to Chicago-based United Airlines, all are struggling. United reported a $7.1 billion loss in 2020. Dow says there's a lot of pent-up demand, and there are signs of optimism, at least for leisure travel in the second half of the year.
Prices are low for hotel rooms. I'm seeing all sorts of specials from the airlines. And again, since you can change it, my advice is book it now because you can change it. And 4 or 5 months from now, you're going to wish you had booked it because they will get more expensive.
Travel agent Lynn Farrell of Windy City Travel says her business has been down about 90% during the pandemic. She's starting to see some of it trickle back.
We've got people going to Europe. We've got people going, you know, the Greek islands. I myself am going to Bora Bora. I'm going to New Zealand. I'm going to Hawaii, all in the second half of the year.
Farrell says the nature of her work has changed. At the beginning of the pandemic, she had to figure out how to get stranded people home. Now, she's become an expert on ever-changing COVID protocols for all destinations. For example, you need a specific type of COVID test to travel to Hawaii.
In Chicago, there are two places you can get what they consider an NAAT test. I can tell you where to go. I can tell you what time to log on to get the opportunity, because it has to be within 72 hours of arrival.
Farrell recommends getting travel insurance and being flexible. Flights are canceled or rescheduled more than usual. While plans for leisure travel are up, that doesn't mean the travel industry is expecting its big recovery this year. Joe Schwederman is a transportation professor at DePaul University.
The airlines aren't making money yet, but that vaccination optimism has been growing. And the sense is that airline travel is going to be pretty good this summer, maybe 70, 75% of last year.
He says real recovery will happen when business travel and conventions come back, likely in 2022. He thinks this will be a big year for domestic travel, which could help a tourist destination like Chicago. But international travel is still a wild card that may leave people disappointed.
Airlines are not optimistic that that's going to be back really for another year. And it could be a lot of flights being cut in the next few weeks.
Athene Karras knows her trip to Machu Picchu might get canceled, but she and her husband have a plan B for an American road trip.
So we're going to do other smaller trips, but for sure, there'll be something else in our future if we don't get to do this. There'll be another two-week trip. Just won't be as exotic.
Susie Ahn, WBEZ News.